الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين عليه السلام، وجعلنا وإياكم من الطالبين بالثائره. مع الإمام المهدي on this night, our condolences go to the Imam of our time. We can only imagine how this grandson of Fatima, salamu alayhi alayha, must be heartstruck with grief over the tragedy of what befell the children of Fatima, salamu alayhi alayha. May Allah make all of us among those who join this Imam of ours and are worthy of joining this Imam of ours in establishing that justice and truth that Imam Hussain alayhi salam sacrificed his life for. This is a very difficult night for us, followers of the Ahlul Bayt, brothers and sisters. The ulama have given this night, which is like no other night, some very special titles. One of these titles is that it is Laylatul Wahsha, the night of fear. What fear are they talking about? Well, you can imagine, brothers and sisters, this was an army that was hungry to go after their loot and to loot the tents even when Imam Hussain alayhi salam was alive. But imagine that lust and that rage that is going through these beasts. And imagine the fear of the women and children being all alone in the desert itself is a scary thought. Being far from any sort of civilization, any sort of comfort, any home, that itself is something which is a very scary thought. But imagine being alone without any protector, without anybody to take care of you. Just some women and children all alone, and thousands of men who call themselves human beings but have shown that they don't deserve to be considered even the lowest of animals in their actions during the daytime. Another name for this night, brothers and sisters, is that it is known as Laylatul Ghurba, or Laylatul Ghuraba, or Shami Ghariban. It is the night of those who are gharib, those who are far away from their home. A gharib is somebody who is a stranger in a land which is not his or her own. This is not the place for the women and children of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam. They are not supposed to be in a desert outside some distance from Kufa, but they are supposed to be safe at home in the city of their grandfather. They are indeed gharib on this night. But brothers and sisters, before I recount to you some of the events that took place on this night of Wahsha, this night of Ghurba, I want to mention this one point, that even though it is the case that the Ahlul Bayt and the women and children were fearful and they were feeling that Ghurba from their homeland, after all they were human beings, but when you look at it at a deeper level, these women and children give us incredible inspiration as to how a human being is supposed to be in difficult circumstances. According to a tradition, when the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was taken as a young boy, away from his family, away from his beloved father, away from his mother, and he was sold to a caravan which is now taking him away from his home of Palestine towards Egypt. As he's being transferred from one hand to another hand, being sold into slavery, at one point one of the men comments, he says that, "Take care of this young boy, for he is somebody who is gharib, he is somebody who is a stranger." Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, even though he's a boy, he's somebody who's been trained, he's been raised by a man of great servitude to Allah and of great wisdom and taqwa. Nabi Yusuf immediately responds. He says, "Man kana ma'allahi falaysa lahu ghurba." Somebody who is ma'a Allah, somebody who is in the company of Allah, will never face ghurba. Yes, it is a case that the women and children are gharib. This is Shami Ghariban, this is the night of those who are gharib. But on an inner level, these children and these women have been, they're the children and women of the Ahlul Bayt, they've been trained. They are enjoying the company of Allah. Every action that they perform shows us that not once do they stray from the remembrance of Allah. And this gives us so much inspiration, brothers and sisters. We're living in a world right now which is trying to separate us from Allah. Being with Allah? No. You be with yourself. You do whatever you want to do. You will do whatever your nafs beckons you to do. Don't let anybody tell you that this is right and this is wrong. It's up to you to define what's right and what's wrong. There are no absolute values. You determine your own values. But what the Ahlul Bayt showed us, that there are absolute values. There's principles that we must stand for. When we see their story on this night, these women and children demonstrated to us a number of very important principles that we also have to keep in mind. The principle of salah, that in no case do we compromise our prayers, no matter what the situation is. Because if, after all of us are going to leave here one day, and all of us will be questioned. And the first question we'll be asked about is our salah. In qubilat ma sawaha siwaha, wa in ruddat ma siwaha. If that's accepted, everything else will be accepted. If that's rejected, everything else will be rejected. We see on this night the principle of upholding the command of the imam. When the imam orders us to do something, we make that an important part of our lives. The women and children have been repeatedly told by the imam alayhi salam, "Have patience. This is what's going to happen to you after me." They knew well that their tents would be burnt down. They knew everything that would happen. And they lived up to the expectations of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They sacrificed their lives trying to protect the Imam of their time after Imam Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. They taught us the principle that obedience to the Imam is the most important things in our lives. They taught us to remember our Imam at all times. Every day make a pledge to him that we are leading a life that he is pleased with. And brothers and sisters, they reminded us of the principle of hijab. Of hijab, of a way of conduct, a way of a life of modesty, a life of chastity, a life in which we understand that there are barriers that Allah has placed for our benefit. He's taught us how we should operate with others. He's taught us that there's a difference between somebody who is a mahram and a non-mahram. That our beauty is something which is a gift from Allah. And we have to make use of that gift in the way that Allah himself decreed. This is a night for us to remember these principles, the principles of dhikr of Allah. They say that Sukaina was just a young girl, but at all times she was different than others. She was always overcome by the dhikr of Allah. Sallallahu alaykum ya ahla bayt an-nubuwwa wa mawdi' ar-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika wa ma'adin al-ilmi wa ahli bayt Our peace and blessings and our salutations upon that pure family, the Ahlul Bayt, upon whom the angels descend night and day. These are the people who are mentioned in the Quran as the purified ones. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا These are the ones whom Allah commanded the Prophet to tell the people. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى I don't want any reward from you for all the effort I've taken to convey this message to you. The only thing I ask you is that you have love for my family. But these people have no regard for the Quran. They have no regard for the Ahlul Bayt. This historian Al-Biruni says regarding what they did to Imam Hussein and the fallen soldiers, they did to Hussein what no other nation has ever done to their most evil ones. They killed them with the sword, they killed them with their spears. They threw stones at them, but they didn't just stop at that. They took their horses and they trampled the bodies. There was 10 men on the day of Ashura who came forward with their horses. Afterwards they went to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and they say, give us a reward. They quote some poetry. They said, we did crush the chest and the back. Mighty steeds made it like a river track. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad is happy with what they've done. He gives them a reward. After all the bloodshed, the bodies are lying on the ground. There is no one there to bury them. The sun is now setting on the day of Ashura. The enemy has no barrier between it and the tents. They begin to gush forward. They are hungry. They are lusty for that war booty. They begin to snatch the scarf, they begin to snatch the rings out of the fingers of these women and children. They even go for the earrings and the ankle bracelets. They go to the sister of Imam Hussein, Umm Kulthum. They snatch 2 earrings from her. They know They go to a daughter of Imam Hussein, her name is Fatima. They wish to take the bracelet from her ankle. This man has tears in his eyes as he approaches.
with our Rabbi Mohsen. She asked him, Ma yubkika ya adu Allah? Why are you crying, O enemy of Allah? He says, how can I not cry? After all, I'm looting the daughter of the Messenger of Allah. She says to him, that if you know that, why are you still stealing from me? He says, if I don't take it from you, somebody else will come and take it. Then you must stop at that. There is one man who takes his spear. After stealing the scarves, the head coverings, and the jewelry for the women, he begins to advance on them, threatening them with the butt of his spear. He sees Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hussein. He begins to advance towards her. This is the daughter of Imam Hussein. She has no one to protect her. She begins to run away from him. He hurls a spear at her. She falls down. She is so scared. She faints. When she wakes up, she sees her aunt Umm Kulthum crying at her feet, tending for her. The enemy, after going through the tents one by one, they finally in a special tent in which there is the body of a man who is lying very sick. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam is so ill. Normally, those who are sick are spared on the battlefield. But when they come to him, Shimad la'anatullahi alayhi raises his sword. He is about to strike. They tell him, spare him, he's just a young man. He is sick. He says that no way the Lord Niziyad has given us the order that not only Hussein should be killed, but all of the sons of Hussein. You saw what they did with Ali Akbar. You saw what they did with Abdullah ibn al-Radi Ali Aslar. You saw that they have no mercy for even the children of Hussein. Shimar raises his sword. Suddenly a lady comes and puts herself in front of Shimar and Imam Zain al-Abidin. Zainab salamu alayhi alayha cries out, then no, la yuqtalu hatta uqtalu duna. No, he will not be killed unless you kill me first. When they see the determination of this lady, they back off from Imam Zain al-Abidin. Fatima salam alayhi alayha, this daughter of Imam Hussein, realizes that there are strange men about, but she has nothing to cover her hair. She goes to her aunt Zainab. She tells her, oh Zainab, oh my aunt, can you give me something please to cover my hair? Zainab tells her that, oh my niece, don't you see, wa ammati mithluki, your aunt is in the same situation as you. Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hussein, says that Zainab, salamullahi alayha, that night, what was she doing? Where were the women and children? Who are they referring to? Imam Zain al-Abidin was too ill. Their source of support and guidance, their source of comfort on that night was Zainab. What a night it must have been! They say that no one slept on that night. Why? Because they didn't have any place to sleep. After looting the women and the tents, the enemy takes the fire and they set fire to these tents. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, before going to the battlefield, he tells his sister Zainab, Ya Ukhta, la tansini fi nafilatin layl. Oh my sister, do not forget me in the night prayer. Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hussein, says that on that night where everyone else was scared, we saw my aunt standing in prayer. لم تزل قائمة في تلك الليلة في محرابها تستغيث إلى ربها. She kept on praying and asking Allah for help. But Imam Zainal Abidin alayhi salam says that his aunt Zainab would never miss the night prayer all the way from Karbala to Sham. Not a single night did she miss the night prayer. But on this night, he says that she was too weak to stand up and pray. She had to sit and say the night prayer. لا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.